of Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. We thank you, Lord God, that we've been delivered from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you that you loved us and sent your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for his precious blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're the Lord God Almighty. You are the Holy One of Israel. You rule and reign in majesty, and we exalt your name above every name, that at the name of Yeshua every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit being released in the name of Yeshua, God. I thank you for that. I thank you. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit to be our counselor, to be our advisor, our comforter. We thank you for that, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, for your healing power, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. In the name of Yeshua, I thank you for granting healing to your people. I thank you for sending revival to your people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the yoke of oppression and depression, anxiety being bound in the name of Yeshua, and for your people walking in liberty and freedom. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace, Lord. And I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, because you are God, and beside you there is no other. You are the Holy One of Israel. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the gifts of healing being activated in the body of Christ to grant healing and deliverance to all those that need healing in their bodies in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for that. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for healing sciatic nerve issues and pain. I thank you for that being healed right now in the name of you. I thank you for that inflammation going down on the right side of the back. That inflammation, that inflamed area around the right side in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for tendonitis being healed in the shoulders. I thank you for arthritis being healed in both hands in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for restored memory. Restored memory. I thank you, Lord God, for restored memory right now in Yeshua's mighty name. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for sending forth financial miracles, financial money manifesting in the earthly realm for those that need a financial miracle. God, I thank you for sending it. I thank you for sending the money, Lord. I thank you for sending it in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Father, for that. And I bless you for that. And I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. Lord, I thank you for meeting and supplying every need according to your riches and glory in Yeshua's mighty name. God, I thank you, and I praise you, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. And Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And we ask, Lord God, that you would send forth your mighty warring angels to bind the strong men over this air and over this region, and that the glory of the Lord will be real. We thank you for your angels doing your work, Lord God, delivering and setting your people free from every bondage and from everything that causes a breach between you and them. And Lord, I thank you, and I bless you, and I give you praise and glory and honor. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to meet you once again to share the word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God, and God is good, and his mercy endures forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of the Lord, and allow the Holy Spirit of God to minister to you. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in the perilous times. The return of Yeshua, the Messiah, is imminent. We need revival. We need revival. We need to see a demonstration of God's power. We need to see a move of God. And I'm praying that God would move. I'm saying, God, arise from your resting place and scatter the camp of the enemy so that people can be delivered and set free and walk in a covenant relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Saints, you know, we are in this series, Choose Whom You Will Serve. We were quicking right along, but the Holy Spirit has to take a right turn last week. He took me off into Psalm 42, talking about panting after God and having a heart and a longing after God. And I want to get back into this 1 Kings chapter 11. We were talking about the spirit of idolatry, and we were addressing Jeroboam's rebellion, how that Solomon had disobeyed God, had rebelled against God, and had opened the door. And then God stripped the kingdom from Solomon, and he said he was going to give it to Jeroboam. So if you have your Bibles, go with me to 1 Kings chapter 11, and we are going to pick up where we were about 2 weeks ago. This show is pre-recorded, but it's live, but it's pre-recorded, if you know what I'm saying. I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to take me down the road how he wants us to go. God sent a prophet, Ahijah, to Jeroboam. And in verse number 30, let's go there. Let's start right there. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and he rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon. I'm going to give 10 tribes to. Man, it's amazing when God can just give you a kingdom. Whew. Man, you know, sometimes, saints, I sit back, you know, this is my little side commentary. I sit back and I think about there have only been, 46 presidents, 46 presidents in the United States of America. Think about being tapped to be a king, to be a ruler, and you step into this area to where there's only a certain number and a few of you. God says, I'm going to give you a kingdom. 10, they belong to you. And he says, but he shall have one tribe for my servant David's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me. Understand now, we're talking about, God wants us to get to the place to understand what we see, what's happening and taking place. America is guilty of the spirit of idol worship and idolatry. And it has caused a breach between us and God. This is what got Israel in trouble with God. What we are reading right here, from this point forward, when you go through and you read in Kings and Chronicles and you read Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel and all of those things, this was the genesis of it right here. The idol worship, worshiping at Satan's table, being in agreement with Satan and his policies and his agenda. It causes a breach between us and God. It says, God said, the reason that I'm doing this is because that they have forsaken me. And understand that when you have a corrupt leader, king, ruler, president, whatever, it impacts the whole nation as a whole, because God has his eyes on what that individual or what that administration and what they're doing. And when they are deviating and implementing policies and things that are anti-God, anti-Christ, it impacts your life as well as a believer of God. Because look what he got. Solomon was the one that introduced this stuff, but the people began to fall into it and follow what they were seeing and what they were experiencing. You see, you can't always go with the masses. He says, because they have forsaken me. And realizing this and remember that God came down and he told him, I am the Lord thy God. I am the one who has brought you out of Egypt. I am the one who has brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. And we're going to be getting into that scripture here, hopefully within the next week or so, as we move on in this series, but recognizing the fact that we serve a jealous God. And if you were to step back and take a look and see what is happening, what is taking place in our society today, and even in the churches today, we will see, oh my gosh, we have set these individuals that are in positions of leadership and power and authority, we've set them up on high, and they have become our God. We look to them. I tell folks, don't look to me. Baby, I ain't your savior. I ain't your deliverer. I used to tell my congregation all the time, look, don't be calling me, because If 911 can't handle it, you better call God. You better call God. But look what it says. It says, because that they have forsaken me, and they have worshipped Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in mine eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life, for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. And this is how we got into Psalm 42, realizing the fact that David had a heart after God. He had a thirst for God. He had a love for God. And we need to, you know, God, do I love you? God, do I really love you? Because love is demonstrated in actions, not just in word. A lot of folks can say, oh, I love you. And I, okay, but what does your fruit say? What do your actions say? You know, because a lot of people can throw that word, oh, I love you. But the actions and the fruit said something different. And so in verse 35, it says, but I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and I'm going to give it unto you and the tribe. So God, we know that Solomon was divinely chosen, divinely selected. And here God has a replace. See, we all can be replaced. We can never get so complacent, saints, that we think, oh, God needs me. Really? We all can be replaced. You know, even in marital relationships and friendships, we all can be replaced. There is always going to be somebody smarter, better looking, taller, makes more money. We never get to the place where I've arrived. I'm this, I'm that. Yeah, I'm Dr. Dermothy J. Lavelle. It's a title. It's some letters. But I'm a servant of Christ. I'm a son of God. And I don't allow that to, you know, think I'm better than anybody because I have some letters behind my name and letters in front of my name. I'm just a human being. A born again sinner, saved by the grace and the mercy of God. Doesn't make me be any better than anybody. I treat everybody with respect. I don't care who you are. I will call you sir. I will call you ma'am. But that's the way I was raised, to respect any and everybody, regardless of your station in life. I'm going to show you respect and dignity because you're a human being. That's why all this gender stuff and all this gender stuff. Look, I see a human being. I may not agree with your lifestyle choices and your preference, because that ain't none of my business. I know what the Bible says, but when you come into my atmosphere, I'm going to respect and treat you as a human being. I'm going to treat you the way that you deserve to be treated. Now, if you acting a fool and everything else, then you're going to get out of my atmosphere. But I'll still be nice. Oh, God, here we go. But look at this. Divine appointments. Jeroboam had no idea that he was going to be tapped to be king. You see, you never know in the midst of your circumstances where you're at. You never know when the elevation or the promotion is going to come and how God's going to do it. I can, you know, I can. This will preach. David was out there with the sheep, but God took him and made him king. Yes. He was out there with the sheep, but God took him out and made him king. God specializes in taking people that are humble and broken, that don't have, and elevating them to a position of status above and beyond what they could ever imagine. Yes. It says, but I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand. I'm going to give you 10 tribes. And unto his son, I will give one tribe, that David, my servant, may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. Now understand, saints, and hear me now. Hear me, saints. God is a God of covenant. And when God enters into a covenant with his people or anyone, God is going to hold his end of the bargain. God doesn't break covenant. We break covenant with God. So if God is giving you a word and God is giving you a promise, then you have to hold true to that word and that promise, and do not allow the enemy to come in and to steal and to take that away from you, because he will come
to steal, to kill, and to destroy, because that's exactly what the enemy does. But you cannot allow that. But look at this. And he says, okay. In verse 37, saints, pay attention to this. He says, and I will take you, and you shall reign according to all that your soul desires, and you shall be king over Israel. God, favor. God says, here's what I'm going to do. You're going to become king over Israel. Whew. Wow. I'm going to take thee, and you shall reign according to all that your soul desires. And God says, oh, you know, you're going to be able to reign. I'm going to let you have what you want. And this is what's going to happen. And look at the covenant. And it shall be, if you will hearken unto all that I command you, and will walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments. That word in commandments means instructions. As David my servant did, that I will be with you, and I'm going to build you a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto you. Man, that's like God coming down and say, hey, my boy up here ain't acting right, but I'm going to tap you on the shoulder. I'm going to give it to you. The creator of the universe said, hey, I'm giving it to you. It's yours. All you have to do is walk in my ways, do what is right, keep my statutes and my commandments, do it the way David did it, and it's yours. Man, what an offer. But God says, hey, I'm giving it to you. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. And as a result, now see, now here, understand something now. There's so much Bible. That's why I said the Bible is alive. But when you look at this, when God gives you a word and God has said, okay, this is what I'm getting ready to do with you. All right. It says, and Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt under Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. The enemy will come to destroy you. All hell will begin to break around you to stop you from fulfilling what God has covenanted with you and what God has given to you and what God said. So therefore, the warfare increases. You might as well, as soon as that you get through communing with God and the enemy becomes aware, because he doesn't know. But when he becomes aware of what God is saying and what God is doing in your life and where God wants to take you, because when we hear, we share our testimonies and we start sharing with people here and there. Sometimes that's why you got to move in silence in those that are trusted. But understanding that even if the enemy becomes aware, the warfare is going to come. Remember when David was anointed to be king and the evil spirits came? Then the evil spirits would, and they would get in King Saul. Saul tried to kill David. And here we have Solomon trying to kill Jeroboam because he was next in line. You know, the enemy put in the enemy will put murder in your heart. The enemy will put it in people's heart and people that are even close to you to come at you, to come after you. Why? Because God is getting ready to elevate you and put you into a position of authority. I wish somebody out there would say, go ahead, preacher. Look at this. It was after this covenant that God entered in with Jeroboam. Then Solomon said, I got to kill him. Well, where do you think that came from? Didn't come from God. See, the enemy is always looking for an occasion to come after us. But when you've been tapped to do something important for God, and you might not think it is, but the enemy's going to come, and he's going to try to take your life. He's going to come to make your life a living hell, because he does not want you to fulfill that. Because whatever God has tapped you to do, it has a divine purpose, and it's going to release other people or draw other people to Christ, to where they're going to go out and they're going to make a difference, to where it's going to benefit the kingdom of God for eternal purposes. And in verse 41, and the rest of the acts of Solomon and all that he did and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? in the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. And in chapter 12, and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel will come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt, that they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make thou grievous service to thy father, and his heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve you. And he said unto them, depart ye yet 3 days, and then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men that stood before Solomon his father, while he yet lived, and said, how do you advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye, that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which your fathers put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shall you speak unto this people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, but make it thou lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did lade you with heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people roughly, and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spake to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord. See, sometimes, Saints, this is why you got to have the spirit of discernment. You got to know, is God doing something here? Because it says here, wherefore the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was from the Lord, that he might perform his saying which the Lord spake unto Hajijah the Shilonite, unto Jeroboam. You see, God has a divine purpose. And sometimes when stuff is jumping off around us, and people are advising and speaking to peeking to, this is why you got to wait on the Lord. This is why you got to have that relationship with him. So, Lord, what's going on here? You say, Lord, give me revelation. Because, see, God is going to perform his word. God is going to perform his word. You see, God is a God of covenant. So when God has spoken and God sets things in motion and things are setting motion, we need to recognize that we got to get in the flow with God. But this is where it comes to being in that secret place, spending time in prayer and praise and worship, that when things are happening and things are moving, we need to know, okay, God, okay, lead and guide me, Lord. Show me the way, Lord. Lord, I don't want to miss it. I want to be where you want me to be. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. The Spirit of God, we need to bless this financially. Please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible commands, if we do so, we'll be blessed. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts be open to hear and to receive the gospel. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord. His return is imminent. And saints, press your way into the kingdom of God and know that I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent. Peace. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.